News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Sinn Féin is pushing to soften a proposed new terrorism law, describing it as an attack on free speech. Sinn Féin spokesperson on Justice Matt Carty said the changes, or described the changes, I should say, as a kneecap clause that could lead to charges against political activism and legitimate freedoms of expression. Deputy Carty joins us now. Matt, what are your concerns about these around these new proposals? Is there something in particular, is there a particular section of it that you're particularly concerned about?
Good morning, Shane, and I would challenge the assertion that our position is to soften legislation. Our position is to remove, as you say, one particular clause, which is absolutely crazy, to be quite frank about it. It includes the provision of a 10-year prison sentence for anybody who glorifies a terrorist activity, as it's described. Now, me and you and any other set of two people could have very different views as to what glorifying a terrorist activity could mean, and therein lies the problem. It is far too broad of a provision. It could and has been used in terms of similar pieces of legislation all over the world to imprison people simply for being involved in political activism, for legitimate freedom of expression. And we've seen in the last couple of weeks how Lee Moog from NECAP, better known as Macara, has basically been accused of acting in breach of a very similar clause within the British Terrorism Act. This is a provision that is clearly open to similar abuse. It could absolutely be used to crack down on political
activism. Could it? Because I don't want to get too technical about this, because we are talking about legislation. And you do rightly mention there is a section 4A you talk about that glorifies, including by praise or celebration, a terrorist activity. But there's also a section B, 4B. And it says, such distribution or publication gives rise to the reasonable apprehension that the commission of a terrorist activity could thereby result.
It's not both, it's either.
It says and, it doesn't say are.
No, in terms of the provision, so there's the provision you've cited, and then there is or glorifies a terrorist activity. So either one of those provisions would warrant the basis of bringing forward
a charge. But the section B, does the section B not slightly dilute that? Does it not say it has to lead to a reasonable apprehension that the commission of a terrorist activity could result?
And so again, the term, the bar within that provision is incredibly broad, because who decides? And if we use the language of glorifying a terrorist activity, that's the language that the DUP, for example, use for attending anybody who attends a Republican commemoration. So, you know, we're going to have a Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan, moving this legislation. Jim, as everybody knows, aspires to be a Fianna Fáil leader and a Taoiseach someday. He could attend Bodenstown commemoration celebrating Wolf Tone. He could attend an event at the GPO. There are people who believe that is glorifying.
Yeah, but Matt, come on, you're not seriously suggesting somebody's going to go to prison for attending a Wolf Tone commemoration. I mean, that's scaremongering now, isn't it?
Well, what I'm suggesting is that this bill is so broad, the language is so vague, and it is clearly open to such abuse that with a given government and a given set of legal personnel, there are so many ways in which this could be used in an abusive way that this provision within the bill, there is no need for it, and it is and has been used as part of an international effort to suppress any
It's not part of an international effort. That just is not the case. The Irish government aren't operating in tandem with other governments in relation to this. You can take exception to that clause, and perhaps
you're
there is a point
wrong.
There.
You're actually wrong on that.
Really, how am I wrong?
Because this is actually coming about, the entire bill that has been brought is because it involves the transposition of a 2017 EU directive, a directive for which we didn't have to opt in. The Irish government decided that we would opt in, and they have decided to use the most extreme level of
I would still challenge the point that we're acting in tandem with other countries. Just very finally, can I put it, your critics, of course, will say this is Sinn Féin being soft on terrorism again. You're very soft when it comes to commemorating terrorist activities that occurred during the Troubles. It's a criticism that is regularly levelled at you in Northern Ireland, that you glamorise, you commemorate, you celebrate men and women who were involved in atrocities.
So we can have a big debate in terms of people's views on history. The question people have to ask is whether or not somebody who has one particular view on the conflict in Ireland or indeed any other conflict deserves to be imprisoned for 10 years. Let's be very clear. Laws have to be robust in dealing with real threats of terrorism, but they shouldn't be so vague and broad that they're open to abuse to target political protests, political activism, or to crack down on free speech.
Matt Carty, Sinn Féin spokesperson on justice, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.